Welcome to As It Is, a 30-minute program designed for English learners. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower, and we use words and phrases, especially written, for people learning English. We also explain words and language rules, all while bringing you stories and information from around the world.
We begin with a story related to United States politics. Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders easily won the New Hampshire presidential primary election Tuesday night. Businessman Trump is seeking the Republican Party nomination. Senator Sanders of Vermont wants the Democratic Party nomination. Katie Weaver tells us more about the results and what they mean for each candidate.
The results are not a surprise. Public opinion studies had predicted the two men would win. The real race was who would finish second among Republican candidates. That position went to Ohio Governor John Kasich. Candidate Hillary Clinton, a Democrat, called Sanders to congratulate him on his victory. Sanders remains behind Clinton in most national studies, but he has been steadily narrowing the distance between them. Sanders spoke to supporters at a school in Concord, New Hampshire. He thanked Hillary Clinton for her call and praised her vigorous campaign. Sanders also praised the record-breaking voter turnout in New Hampshire. "Together, we have sent a message that will echo from Wall Street to Washington, from Maine to California, and that is that the government of our great country belongs to all the people, and not just a handful of wealthy campaign contributors and their super PACs," Sanders said. Donald Trump opened his victory speech with a simple, "Oh, wow." He thanked New Hampshire voters, his family, and campaign volunteers. "We are going to make America great again," Trump told supporters, "but we're going to do it the old-fashioned way." Like Sanders, Trump also talked to his supporters about the money in politics. He said it was very important that he was self-funding his campaign. "I see all of this money being poured into commercials, and it's not their money. It's special interest money." He suggested that he would not be influenced by special interests as a result of funding his own campaign. It is still unclear just how big Sanders and Trump's leads will get. With about three-quarters of the votes counted, Sanders had just under 60%, compared to 38% for Clinton. On the Republican side, Trump had 34% of the vote. Kasich had 16%. Close behind him were former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. Florida Senator Marco Rubio had hoped to gather Republican support behind his candidacy after a strong showing in Iowa. It was not to be, as Rubio came in fifth. Frank Luntz is a leading conservative pollster. He says Trump must win New Hampshire by at least 10 percentage points to secure his front-runner position. Luntz told VOA, "When you consider all the negative comments that are made about him, all the attacks, if he can survive it and beat all these guys by 10 points or more, then he's clearly the front runner." I'm Katie Weaver.
More than 2.5 million people in Zimbabwe are facing hunger. The government is asking for help. The country is currently battling a drought that has affected much of southern Africa. Pete Musto tells us more about Zimbabwe's food shortage problems.
The government of Zimbabwe is asking for financial help to avoid food shortages in the country. The government says nearly 2.5 million people in Zimbabwe are facing hunger. That is more than one quarter of the country's population. The country is currently battling a drought that has affected much of southern Africa. The government blames the drought on El Niño, an extreme weather pattern. El Niño is a warm Pacific Ocean current that causes extreme changes in the worldwide weather conditions. David Peary is the Southern Africa coordinator with the UN Food and Agriculture Organization. He said Zimbabwe must invest in irrigation to prevent more food shortages. "We need to increase the area under irrigation," Peary said. "Zimbabwe has the highest number of water points, dams, and rivers. There is water in Zimbabwe." He also said Zimbabwe and other governments should encourage conservation agriculture. "The goal of conservation agriculture is to protect, improve, and make more effective use of nature. Its policies are designed to increase agricultural production and protect the environment. Conservation agriculture would better protect citizens from food shortages during periods of extreme weather," Peary said. Although some observers blame Zimbabwe's current food shortage on El Niño, others blame government policy. Critics blame President Robert Mugabe's land reform program of the early 2000s. The program forced experienced white commercial farmers off their land. They say the program worsened Zimbabwe's economic problems and reduced its farming output. I'm Pete Musto.
Many people around the world enjoy the music of Adele. Sometimes Adele fans might even record themselves playing her songs and put the videos on YouTube. But if your video gets too popular, you might owe Adele some money. Dan Friedel explains.
Adele's song Hello, off her latest album, 25, it's one of the top-selling songs of all time. The music publication, Billboard, reported that it is the first song to reach 1 million downloads in a single week. Adele's fans around the world have responded with recordings of their own versions of Hello. In music, this is called a cover. These covers are then posted on streaming services like YouTube. It is a fun thing to do, and a way for smaller artists to get notice with a hit song. Adele's Hello is so popular, people will listen to a cover version from just about anyone. Lydia Lee is a high school student from South Korea. Her simple video cover of Hello in English has collected over 17 million views on YouTube.
Hello from the outside.
A singer named Sarah received 5 million views with her cover of Hello in French. In Kenya, a singer named Dela has posted a version of Hello in Swahili. The song has about 500,000 streams.
Hello,
The most watched cover of Hello on YouTube, though, is from Leroy Sanchez. He is a musician from the Basque region of Spain. His cover has over 25 million views. Some followers even commented that it sounds so much better than the original.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go home.
Karen Rodriguez of Miami works in a hotel, but she has dreams of a singing career. She once competed in American Idol, a show for aspiring singers to get notice. Rodriguez made a video of herself singing Hello in English and Spanish. As of this week, her version has more than 8.5 million views on YouTube.
Hola desde el más allá. Sé que no me quieres hablar.
She thinks the song going viral will help her find an audience for her music. She told Billboard, "With these covers, I get to put out music." The magazine noted that going viral might cost Rodriguez $34,000 if her video reaches 10 million views. That is because it is in another language. That is something Sanchez and Lee do not have to worry about. Lee and Sanchez perform their covers in English, so they do not have to pay a licensing fee to Adele and her publishing company for the rights to put the song online. Word-for-word remakes of songs are allowed, but song translations and adaptations do not have the same freedom. So if you make a video of yourself singing Hello in a language other than English, you might owe some money. For those who only want to hear the original, you can say hello when Adele performs this Monday night at the Music Awards show called the Grammys. I'm Dan Friedel.
An American photographer has created copies of famous artwork that will permit the blind to experience photographs and art in a new way. Marcia James tells us how.
An American photographer is making copies of great artwork available for blind individuals and those with very poor eyesight. At least 285 million people worldwide are either blind or considered visually impaired. They are unable to see or enjoy visual fine art. Romeo Edmead lost his eyesight when he was only 2 years old, but that has not stopped him from living life to the fullest. He went to college and studied journalism. He now lives in New York and produces a podcast about the city. He depends heavily on his other senses, but he cannot experience the great works of art in New York City. He remembers a visit to an art collection with his grandmother.
So we went to this museum, and I just like sort of like wandered off somewhere and started touching something, and all of a sudden an alarm went off. And a guard came running over, and my grandmother was like all humiliated, like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, he's blind and what have you.
Now Romeo is now able to use his fingers to trace art paintings. He can get an idea of the appearance by following the markings. John Olson once worked as a photographer for Life magazine. He developed a printing process to make the art of Da Vinci and Van Gogh tangible for visually impaired individuals.
I began to realize how important images have been to me, what they've allowed me to do. And it caused me to wonder what it was like for the blind not having access to images.
Olson's company is called 3D PhotoWorks. It produces copies of artwork in three dimensions, height, width, and depth. Olson says this is how the process works. First, a painting is scanned, and a 3D computer image is created. Then it is sent to a machine that digitally sculpts it. Then the original image is printed on top of the relief. The whole process can take up to 4 weeks. Olson says that creating art in this way gives a blind person a new experience.
When a blind person can interact with art and create their own opinions, it's freedom to them. It represents freedom, independence. People tell us it's a basic civil right.
Nahal Erkan lost her eyesight completely when she was 6 years old. Now, for the first time, she is experiencing Leonardo da Vinci's most famous work, Mona Lisa.
Her bottom lip like little curved, because upper lip is like little dented.
A painting called Washington Crossing the Delaware shows a major event during America's Revolutionary War with Britain. Romeo Edmy just experienced the painting for the first time.
This is something that I would have never experienced in the past growing up. You know, this is a completely new experience for me.
Thanks to new technology, 3D art may soon hang in art museums all over the world. It gives the visually impaired the chance to experience the beauty of visual art. I'm Marcia James.
This is What's Trending Today. When you see a red carpet outside an event, it often means that the activities taking place inside are important. When movie stars arrive at the opening of a new film or attend an awards ceremony, they walk on a red carpet. As they enter, they stop for photographers or to answer questions from reporters. Sometimes, political leaders are given a chance to walk on a red carpet when they arrive at an important event. In English, if you are getting the red carpet treatment, it means you are being treated well. But Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi took the red carpet treatment to the extreme last Saturday, and people are talking about it on social media. One writer for BuzzFeed says Sisi does things high-end or not at all. The Egyptian government rolled out a 4-kilometer-long red carpet for the last leg of Sisi's visit to a public housing project outside Cairo. One Egyptian made an estimate of how much the carpet might have cost. He thought it probably covered 32,000 square meters, which would have cost about $190,000. An Egyptian military general went on television to explain that the government was using existing carpets, and the government did not purchase the material. But even still, people enjoyed poking fun at the outlandish display. Most people made the point that Sisi was making a speech about the need for all Egyptians to cut costs while using a very high-priced-looking red carpet. And that's what's trending today. I'm Dan Friedel.
If you use Facebook, you might have noticed some new things recently. The social media site has added new features. let's listen to Pete Musto explain the new Facebook.
Facebook has been making changes that may affect the way you use its popular social network service. You may have seen friends use some of the new Facebook features and wondered what they are. Or maybe you have even used them yourself. Collages and live video are new ways to share with others what is happening in your life. GIFs are now available in Facebook Messenger without needing an app or application software program. Your Friends Day video is a collection of your Facebook photographs you can prepare for release and share with others. Sharing photos is easier now with collages. Facebook's website uses groups of pictures you took at the same place and around the same time. It combines them into collages, images you can then share in your Facebook timeline. These collages can include photos and videos you took on your phone. You can see which images Facebook has suggested and remove any you don't want to include. You can also drag and drop to change the order of the photos and videos. Facebook is offering photo collages first on Apple iPhones and then on Android. If you do not yet have this feature, try looking again in a few weeks. To get started, open the Facebook app on your phone and touch the photo area. If you see a slideshow at the top of your photos, then you have this feature enabled on your app. If you do not see a collage, take a few pictures to see if one appears. Tap the slideshow to open a collage. You can choose which photographs to include in the collage. Tap the X icon at the upper right corner to remove any photos you don't want to include. Go to the bottom of the collage and tap the Add More icon to choose any other photos you have on your phone to be added to the collage. If you took a lot of pictures of one subject, you can choose to include one image or all of the images in a slideshow within the collage. You can organize the images in your collage by dragging and dropping them into position. Drop them to change the order in which you want them to appear and to change the size of the images. At the top is the title of the collage. The default title Facebook gives the collage is based on when you took the photos. For example, you might use the term Saturday afternoon. You can cancel the default title and add any name you want, such as My First Dance Lesson. Tap the Next icon, then select who can see the collage. You can choose to make the collage public or share the pictures with only your Facebook friends. You can also include a description above the collage. When you are satisfied with your settings, tap the Post icon in the upper right corner to share your collage. After publishing your collage, you can no longer make changes. So be sure your collage is the way you want it before you tap Post. The collage will appear as a slideshow on your timeline. If you tap on the slideshow, the collage opens with the photos organized in a series of lines. The Facebook Messenger app got a whole lot more fun if you like GIFs or the graphic interchange format. Now you can include colorful GIF images in Facebook Messenger without having to use a different app. Facebook Messenger GIFs work both on your computer and within the Facebook Messenger app on your phone. You should be able to add GIFs to your Facebook messages anywhere you are in the world. To add a GIF to a Facebook message, just touch or click on the GIF icon below the message box. You can see the trending GIFs that people are using the most, or you can search for a GIF based on a keyword. Choose the GIF you want, and that GIF will appear as a message from you. At the bottom of the GIF, you can see where the image came from. Facebook also wants you to share your fun with friends as it happens with the site's new live video feature. Live video lets you broadcast live streaming video to your Facebook friends or other people. There is no need to wait until the activity has ended to post what you were doing. Facebook Live Video lets you share your world with others in real time. Like collages, live video is not yet available to all Facebook users. As with many new features, Facebook is slowly releasing live video. But soon this service will be offered around the world. To get started using live video, open the Facebook app on your telephone. Next, click on the status icon and tap the antenna icon at the bottom of the screen. Facebook will turn on the front camera of your phone in live video. You can use the rear camera by touching the circle icon with two arrows in the upper right corner of your screen. You can add a description of the video to let your friends know what they are watching. When you are ready, press on the Go Live button and start streaming. You can stream for up to 30 minutes. Simply tap on the Finish icon when you are done. During the live video streaming, you can see the names of people who are watching and read their comments. You can block anyone showing signs of bad behavior. When you are finished streaming, the video will be saved on your timeline so your friends who didn't see it can watch later. You can subscribe to live videos from your friends and from movie stars or others so you will know when they are broadcasting on Facebook. Tap the subscribe icon when you watch a video if you want to get notifications for future live videos from that person. To receive someone's live video, you first go to his or her Facebook page. Then go to the video section and tap Subscribe. You can watch past live videos and get notified when they are broadcasting. Facebook has a treat for you. If you have been on Facebook in the past few days, you may have seen friends sharing their Friends Day videos. If you actively posted photos on your Facebook account, you may have your own Friends Day video waiting for you. To see your Friends Day video, go to the Facebook Friends Day page. The Friends Day video is private, unless you decide to share it with others on Facebook. But before you share it, you may want to change the video to include different photos or messages. Just because Facebook thinks someone is a close friend of yours does not mean you have to agree. If you decide to edit your Friends Day video, you must do so before sharing it. After you share your video, you no longer have the chance to make changes. To edit your video, click the Edit icon. You will see the video at the top of the screen with a bar underneath. On this line is a blue dot that you can drag to move the video ahead or back. Below the video is a collection of your Facebook photos. Drag the blue dot to find the photo you want to remove. Then find a photo you want to use instead. Drag the replacement photo on top of the photo you want to remove, and the replacement photo will appear in your video. When you are done editing your video, you can share it in a post and add a message to your post. I'm Pete Musto.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.